But Pam's right. It is difficult, but I will tell you, it is easier than it looks and it sounds. There we're going to go through several things where there have been repeated errors, and I hope I can be able to walk you through those and I find a path that works for you. Why is this important? It is because what we are finding currently is that there are more non-jury trials. Jury trials are declining. We know that. Arbitrations actually in non-international cases are declining as well. That is a new trend. Non-jury trials are increasing. There are several reasons for this. First, the Texas Supreme Court about 15, almost 20 years ago now, decided that you could have jury waivers. As a result, people in Texas, especially in the oil and gas industry, are picking a venue and requiring non-jury trials rather than arbitrations. Sometimes they have a requirement for mediation ahead of time, but in the oil and gas patch, we're seeing quite a lot of that. Now, that's the reason I think this is important. Also, our fellow practitioners in family law try a tremendous amount of their cases to the trial court. In probate, the same is true. We are seeing more petitions granted at the Texas Supreme Court in those areas, and as a result, you're going to see more appeals coming from those kinds of cases. Now, what is the effect of findings of fact and conclusions of law? This is the way I look at it to make sense in my mind. Findings of fact are the equivalent of a jury verdict, and the conclusions of law are the equivalent on the judicial rulings that are submitted in the charge. If there's any doubt about this, take a look at the 277 rules and look at the 290 rules that deal with findings of fact and conclusions. They're almost exactly the same.